Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger at Stockman's Livestock Auction. How did the runs look this week, Bob?
Monday and Wednesday, looking around, the runs were pretty much normal. We had 9,000 plus at what I seen in Oklahoma City. I think El Reno had about the same. Two bigger markets. That's what we gauge our runs off of. You know, our smaller markets, like at Apache, we got rain. I mean, there's places that got from an inch to 3 inches around, which is good. And so our run was lighter. We only had like 1,100. I talked to Eddie over at Ada. He was expecting 11 to 1,300, something like that. I don't know what Hobart and Vernon had, but I know everybody was lighter. And it's rain. Part of it's rain. Part of it, they're cutting hay. They've cut hay down. They're trying to, where they can get it baled. You know, if they didn't get it baled before Wednesday, they got hay down that's getting wet. But all of them are optimistic. They're at least got something to bale. And that's, I talked to several producers. We got grass. They said, Bobby, we're sitting good. We're going to have grass. Moisture is good, but we got to have some pond water. You know, there's some areas that have, I got a customer in Cassidy, Kansas. He sent me pictures of those big government lakes and they're just, I mean, almost dry. Now he sent me a picture of the grass and he said, the grass is as outstanding as he's ever had it for grazing, but they're limited on what they can run on this particular place. I'm not saying everyone in Kansas, just for the water, the availability of water. Casey, the market is excellent. I mean, it's even got an upbeat in it. Talking to several people that we sell cattle to, they're starting to be able to, our cattle we sold Wednesday, if they were immediate delivery, it eliminated some feed yards because they just got so many scheduled to come in on the days we had the delivery set up. Now, on the deliveries that we had that were coming in the first week of June, everybody was competitive on them. I mean, it was like the market was excellent on those cattle. Same quality of cattle coming, like we had, 10 or 12 loads off of three different customers that had to come Friday and Saturday. Saturday, part of the Memorial weekend, I mean, they let all their people go, but Friday, they said, Bobby, we just can't unload them. If there's any way we could put them into the next week or the beginning of the next, we'd be competitive on them, but we can't. And there was a pretty big difference in price on those immediate delivery cattle. And that's what we're seeing. I mean, now, a lot of your feed yards leave room for the sales that they make. So that we don't see that immediately in the auctions on Monday and Wednesday and Thursday because they've allotted, they're going to buy so many cattle out of those sales. But like on our video cattle where they're, you know, we could have one load or 40 loads on the video. This time of year, right now in May, they're plugged. What people's forgot, and I keep hearing this over and over, we don't have any cattle. I agree. It's really going to show up this fall. But all those cattle that were sold in August, September, and October, and November, before we got wheat pasture, what limited amount we had, before we got that, all went to a grow yard, all went to a feed yard. That May run is in the feed yard. So those cattle are already in there. The pipeline's just slugged up for a minute, but it's going to open back up. Now, how tremendously higher we get, I don't know. I mean, I'm not negative. You know, we're setting August at 230-something. To sit here and tell you, I'm betting we're going to have 250 feeders, I don't have a clue. But it really doesn't matter. Even as high as these calves are, if you've got grass, there is a whale of a margin, specifically if you can get into September and October, November, which we run out of grass that time of the year, but some people are set up to do that. So there is a tremendous outlook for you to have a margin to sell your grass through your cattle. So, I mean, that's it in a nutshell. Cow market's excellent. If you've been waiting on cull cows, it's time to sell them. Now these would be exceptional cows. I mean, cows weighing 13 and a half, probably yield 50 to 54, bring $1.75. That's probably more than those cows cost. So we got a lot of good things. Replacement market is starting to edge up on cows. I hear crazy prices. I don't have any customers willing to give that yet. But in general, we're in a good position. And it's back to what I said, bar some political or something outside of our industry, we're sitting in a good position. And we're also sitting in a good position to lock in those margins in an area that'll protect us from some crazy movement in the market. So Outside of that, it's the same song and dance I've said. Hope everybody has a good Memorial weekend.
Talk a little bit about weather, because, you know, you kind of mentioned it's a little bit messy at the feed yards when we've got rain, but we're about to get into really, really hot weather, I'm expecting, for the summer anyway. How does that come into play?
Well, I mean, you know, we'll get into June and July in Oklahoma. Of course, it's hot and it gets dry. I hadn't seen the weather forecast this morning, but I know earlier in the week they were talking, we were supposed to get good rains last night in western Oklahoma, which they have received some, but not a lot. I mean, if we can continue to get these little rains, like I said earlier, we're set up to have good grass. So if people took care of the grass, fertilized, sprayed, we ought to see some hay put back in, you know, for people to have hay. Now, all these people that's this baling hay, they've all told me, Bobby, we got to put up a lot of hay before we're willing to sell any of it. And I'm hearing some of this hay, this wheat pasture hay, is just as high as it was when we didn't have, when it looked like we wasn't going to have any at all. So the first 60 days into this deal, if you don't have hay, you're just going to cost you something for them, but it's a product you got to have. But rain governs our market, governs everything we do. So, but we're in a better shape than we was 90 days and way better shape than we was 6 months ago.
Well, so what do you think for next week and the weeks to come?
I think, Monday, Oklahoma City's closed. Of course, we're the time of year, the runs in western Oklahoma are going to be lighter. I talked to a boy at Temple that we do business with, and this was Monday. He said, in 10 days, they'll be cutting wheat. So once that starts, you know, everybody's busy. It's kind of like eastern Oklahoma. They're all baling hay. Things slow down here. I mean, we'll see. We'll continue to see a run, but it won't be exceptional. It'll be light just because of the time of year and everybody baling hay or cutting wheat or all the above.
Well, how do folks get in touch with you if they do have questions?
1-800-926-9696. Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Greg Griffith, myself. Just call us. We'll visit with you about what we're seeing. That's the biggest thing. Give us a call. We'll explain it to you.
Well, are you having folks over to the house for Memorial Day, Bob?
I'm leaving the house.
That's even better. All right. Well, have a good holiday.
All right. Thank you, Jason.